This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure to tune in every week. If you'd like, we have all of our previous shows archived and ready for you to listen to for absolutely free. You can access them by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. or going right to iTunes and clicking in the Essentials of Healthy Living in the search bar, and they'll all come up in a podcastable format. We are here every Sunday talking about health and wellness issues. I am your host for this week, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with another great show for you. Today, we're going to be talking about a very important topic in the United States today, and it's related to childhood obesity, and even beyond that, just children's health in general. I have with me, of course, a wonderful special guest who's going to be outlining an exciting program that she helped design called TLS Shape Up, which is a program designed to help families and children initiate healthy living practices to achieve better health for the families and for children specifically. It's a wonderful program. I am offering it through my office, and I just thought it was a really important topic to discuss and talk about. And what we're going to be talking about in today's show are the nuts and bolts of the program to help give you an idea of some of the basic concepts that need to go into place in order to incorporate more healthy lifestyle into your family's needs to benefit the health of your children. So, I mean, everybody, I think, has heard a lot about the statistics around childhood obesity. There's been a big push and about awareness related to childhood obesity. Michelle Obama, one of her main agendas as First Lady has been to help deal with childhood obesity. So she's initiated several programs since her husband has been in office and since she has been the First Lady. There's also been a recent bill that was passed that helped to overhaul school lunches in an effort to try and deal with childhood obesity. So the question is, why is it such a big deal? Well, childhood obesity has more than tripled in the past 30 years. The prevalence among obesity among children ages 6 to 11 years old increased from 6.5% in 1980 to almost 20% in 2008. The prevalence of obesity among adolescents aged 12 to 19 years old increased from 5% to 18.1%. So why is this such a big deal? Well, we're going to talk about that in the first half of the show. We know that aspects related to childhood obesity put kids at a much greater risk for problems later on in their life. And it's estimated that kids born now, it's the first generation of children that won't live as long as their parents, which is a really scary statistic, meaning that if our life expectancy for an average adult right now is somewhere between 76 to 83 years old, the kids that are being born now are the first generation ever estimated to not have a life expectancy that matched their parents. All throughout documentation of history to this point, new generations have had a longer life expectancy than their parents based on better advances in medical care and other aspects of public safety and hygiene issues. But this is the first generation that's estimated not to. And one of the major issues related to that is childhood obesity. So without further ado, I do want to bring in my special guest to discuss this topic with us because she has a lot of wonderful things to weigh in on. Her name is Lydia Martinez, and she takes everyday people and transforms their lives physically, emotionally, and financially. Lydia has coached thousands of people living better to obtain the body and life that they want. Lydia's family history has fueled her drive for education in health, nutrition, and exercise. She's a trained, certified fitness specialist, an LPI life coach, and a NESTA child nutrition specialist. Lydia understands all of the aspects of life from hardship to success. This enables her to relate to people in all demographics, children to teens, rich to poor, and educated and undereducated. She's currently the director of a multi-million-dollar program, Transitions Lifestyle System, and creative director of the number one child and family lifestyle program, the TLS Shape Up, which we're going to be talking about today. She's changing the future of our children's health one family at a time. Never one to be restrained, Lydia uses her positivity, humor, candidness, and passion for life to help anyone looking to look better, feel better, have more energy, and take up less room. So, Lydia, that's an impressive bio. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on the show with you today. Thanks for asking me.
Sure. So, let's talk about some of the childhood obesity issues. You know, I mean, everybody, obviously, we're talking about it a lot. There's a lot in the news. But people, I think, need to understand why childhood obesity is such a problem. I mean, why does having overweight kids, aside from all the obvious things, create such a huge problem for our society 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, we act like everybody is supposed to know, but at the same time, we really get shocked on understanding the epidemic that we're dealing with our kids being overweight. The facts are, you know, we're increasing their risk for type 2 diabetes, which is considered an age-related disease. We're increasing their risk for heart disease, you know, and the facts are that it shows that if your child's overweight, every year that they're overweight, well, it shortens their lifespan 1 to 5 years. I mean, you were sharing all that information just a few minutes ago. So I'm for me, it's almost shocking that we talk about it, but still people don't understand that we're really setting them up for debt and disease in the society today.
Absolutely. Obese youth are more likely to have risk factors for cardiovascular disease. This is right off the CDC website, such as high cholesterol or high blood pressure. In a population-based sample of 5 to 17-year-olds, 70% of obese youth had at least one risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Children and adolescents who are obese are at a greater risk for bone and joint problems, sleep apnea, and social and psychological problems. Obese youth are more likely than youth of normal weight to become overweight or obese adults, and therefore more at risk for associated adult health problems, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, several types of cancer, and osteoarthritis. These are the types of diseases that are the massive drain to our healthcare system these days. It's these chronic diseases that is causing us to spend billions of dollars in healthcare in a basically failing healthcare system. This is the problem of the future.
Right. And not only that, let's talk about, we know all the physical issues, but what about the mental issues? I think a lot of times we don't realize how severe it can be as far as their self-esteem, the pressures that they feel, the inadequacies that they feel. You know, it shows that their relationships aren't as well great, their academic performance is not as great. So I don't think it's any parent's goal to not have their child succeed as much and be at their full potential, but that's what's happening with what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all these physical ailments and illnesses that are associated with being obese as a child, and the risk. The sad part is that as a child, they're already one step behind. You know, as being obese as a child, you're already have your chip stacked against you. We already know that even if you're of a good weight as a child, as you get older, life happens to you. You have kids, you get a job, you sit in a cubicle, you don't exercise as much, you don't move as much, it's harder to make time to go to the gym, to take care of yourself. I mean, all of those things happen. And I would say the average person really starts to pack on weight somewhere in their 30s. You know, they were maybe healthy in high school, they were maybe kept in shape in college, and then maybe somewhere into their 30s, they started to get the belt, you know, the little bit of weight around the middle, they started not being quite as much shape, hormone start to fall, lifestyle changes, and then they start to develop risk factors for these diseases. Now, you take a child who starts this pattern at a very young age, they're already setting themselves up for major health issues before they even get into the range that most people start to have health problems. So they're just so starting off behind the eight ball. It really is sad. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Lydia, all the psychosocial issues that come from it. How does this affect their self-esteem? We know that kids who are overweight as a youth have more likely to develop problems with eating disorders. They're more likely to possibly engage in risky sexual behavior because being overweight and obese as a youth can affect hormone levels and make children look more mature and mature quicker than their peers who aren't overweight. So they have a more mature body, but is their psychological state equipped to handle a more mature body? And how do they deal with the psychosocial issues that come up around that? And we know that they may be more likely to engage in behavior that is risky when that is going on, plus all the other issues that come up. So it is such a serious problem. And I think the other issue, Lydia, that a lot of people don't understand is that, a kid doesn't necessarily have to look so incredibly, overweight and fat. And we have this image that somebody who's obese just looks absolutely huge. A lot of these kids are, when you look at the BMIs, the rates that we use to measure whether or not somebody is underweight, at an ideal weight, or overweight, somebody doesn't actually have to look all that big to have a BMI that may indicate they have obesity, which then puts them at all the risk factors for it.
Right. And what you look at, a lot of times people, and talking about the TLS Shape Up program, it's not just about the weight issue, but it's about the health factor. You know, I talk to audience all over the country and outside of the country about the energy and life that you bring to each day enters the body through nutrition. So, you know, health is not just about how you look. It's not about how you feel. It's about how you function. You know, if you think about your car, you could have your car and maybe you get a flat, so you put a donut on it, and maybe the radio is not working that great, and maybe your air condition went out, but your car still runs, but it's not functioning at optimal level. And it's the same way with our body. So, you know, teaching our kids that how we take care of ourselves is going to be a part of how we function on a daily basis is so big.
Right, absolutely. And the basic constructs of the TLS Shape Up program, which we're going to talk about, really enter into and start discussing the basic concepts of how to live in a healthy manner, which affects so many other aspects of life besides just your body weight and besides how you look from the outside. It affects your energy level. It affects your ability to focus and concentrate. It's going to affect moods. It's going to affect decision making, because we are eating in a way that supports the optimal physiology of the body. And that affects so many different things. So, Lydia, we're going to have to take a quick break. So we're going to do that. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation and we're going to be talking about some of the basic constructs of how to make changes in your life that are going to make you look better, feel better, perform better. These are things that are going to be effective for adults and kids as well. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been serving the health and wellness needs of people in this area for the past 40 years. They have a wonderful full-service pharmacy, a custom compounding pharmacy, and a retail section that sells over 10,000 different health and wellness products. We have a staff of naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, herbalists, pharmacists, all sorts of wonderful health experts who are there to serve your needs. If you've never been, they're located on West Cedar Lane across from NIH. Stop on in if you have any questions about your health and wellness needs. Today, we are talking about childhood obesity in a wonderful new program called the TLS Shape Up Program, which I am offering through my office. And we have the founder and the creative director of the TLS Shape Up Program, Lydia Martinez, who's helping us understand and comprehend this aspect of childhood obesity, children's health, and the program that she helped design to help fix it. So, Lydia, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks.
So in the last segment, we kind of stopped off talking about some of the health issues that come up related to childhood obesity. I think you wanted to start off this segment talking about, why do we have this problem of childhood obesity?
This is a big one, I think, for everyone, because I think we're so busy trying to figure out the problem of, and even pointing fingers, you know, it's our school because of the school lunches. It's because of the fast food joints, you know, and the biggie size programs that they have. And then, of course, well, now it's genetics because the big fat, you know, gene has roared its ugly head. And when we were designing the TLS Shape Up program, we started looking at all the studies and got all the information that we could. And the facts are that it's not really the fat gene. A contributor is the fast foods, a contributor is the schools, but the main problem is starting in the home, because it's about leading by example. And the kids do what you do, not what you say. And we're not saying that there's bad parents out there, because again, like I said, I don't think any parent wants their child to not have a quality, full life. But maybe it's bad information, maybe they just didn't know, maybe it's time factor, but it's really the home environment is the number one factor of why our kids are overweight right now, and it's escalating.
Yeah, exactly. I think the issue is that the main constructs of our society that are set up in a way to provide food and to provide the type of nutrition are so poor that in order to start incorporating a lifestyle that's going to incorporate better nutrition and a better sort of overall approach to eating requires a huge learning curve. This isn't the norm. You have to step outside of the box to start understanding how to prepare foods that are healthy, that aren't loaded with calories, that aren't loaded with fat. How do you do this in the construct of basically working a full-time job, your kids being in school full-time, their extracurricular after-school activities? There is hardly any time to do this. So in order to learn how to create an environment in your household which promotes optimal health is a big learning curve. And there's no resources, there's no people out there, there's no system set up out there in order to help guide people through it. This is a conversation I've been having with a pediatrician friend of mine, and she's seeing this as a huge problem in her practice. She knows that the biggest problem of the future of the kids that she sees on a daily basis is related to obesity, health, and nutrition.
Right.
But in the context of her practice, she has 10, 15-minute well child visits with kids. She does not have the resources to be able to educate the parents, even parents who want to make changes, on how to make these changes in their household. So people have to be ready to make the changes, to take on new ways of looking at preparing food, preparing their week, doing their grocery shopping in order to make these changes. And it's not hard, but it is a learning curve. And that, Lydia, is exactly what you designed TLS Shape Up to do, a six-week program to help families incorporate and understand basic concepts around eating and healthy lifestyle and ways to incorporate them on a regular basis so that a family can achieve better health all the way from the parents to the kids.
Right. And it's about making mindful decisions, you know, because I know a lot of times people are like, well, I'm never going to have cookies again, or I'm not going to have whatever their favorite food is. And it's not about that. It's about making mindful decisions. And if every adult lived this way, then our life would be a lot easier when it came to even just the weight issue when it comes to adults. Of, you know, some of the times I eat junk, but most of the time I make the right decision. And you said the key word or the key statement of it's going to take a little bit of preparation. But everything's a habit, you know, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
And we can teach you how to create better habits to where in the end, with a little bit of focus, a little bit of effort, guess what? Then it's going to be second nature. It's like getting up and brushing your teeth. You don't think about it because it's who you are.
Exactly. It just takes some time to learn it, but the rewards are so beneficial. So let's. I've alluded to it a few times. What is TLS, Lydia?
TLS Shape Up, or TLS, Transitions Lifestyle System, is the main program that I've been working with, and we've helped thousands upon thousands of adults achieve a healthy weight, permanent weight loss through learning a lifestyle. And when we were starting to understand the issue of the weight epidemic with our kids, one in three American kids being overweight, and their consequences, we really knew that we needed to do something. And that's where TLS Shape Up came about. And I want to be very clear, because a lot of times people start hearing this and are thinking, oh, you're putting the kids on a diet. No, it's not a diet program at all. There's nothing about diet in it. Like I said, it's about mindful decisions. And it's a program that we've designed to where we teach, you know, kids, their parents, and mentors how to make better life decisions to support healthy growth, support healthy weight loss if it's needed, and set them up for life success and really create a better home dynamic or environment.
Yep. And I think that, you know, is really important to note, this is not a diet. This is not something where you're restricting calories and replacing foods with fancy shakes and things like that. This is, as you mentioned, a lifestyle habit change. This is teaching people and families how to eat in a healthy way that manages blood sugar, that teaches them the basic concepts of how to eat to maintain optimal health.
Right. And it's a complete interactive program. This is what I love about it. You know, when we started putting it together and we were doing the research and I was looking at what was available out there to parents. And, you know, this is my background. This is what I do. But when I started looking at all the information, I'm like, no wonder parents are throwing their hands up. I'm like, because there's so much out there. How do you choose? So we wanted to create a system and a kit to where parents could order it. And this interactive program is going to have everything they need in there to be successful with their kids and as a family, but not feel overwhelmed. And understanding how do we learn, you know, not only as adults, but especially kids, we learn by hearing, seeing, and doing. So the kit is interactive that way. They hear it, they see it, and then they interact by doing with their journals and DVDs and audios and checklists, all different types of things.
So, yeah, that's a good point. What exactly does the program consist of? Maybe you can explain to the listeners.
Well, how it starts is we created two kits, and as you said, it's a six-week program broken down into two kits. It's a 12-week program broken down into six-week segments.
Right.
And when your first kit that you receive, we have a parent's guide, And it's called the coach's manual because the parent ultimately is the head coach. And when you open it up, it has every information in there that you could think of, from how to read labels, how to set up your kitchen, how to talk to your kids, you know, if you have more than one kid, about the program. And it's created to where a mom could put it in her purse, a dad could throw it, you know, in his glove compartment to, you know, to need it for questions. It also has a parent DVD, Time to Take Control. And we give the parents coaching tips, not parenting tips, coaching tips, which are totally different when you're trying to help individuals go through a new lifestyle change. We have an audio in there that sets the kids up as far as their mindset. It's 10 minutes long, asking them, what do they want to do with their life? You know, if they knew that it was impossible to fail, what would they do? And then why aren't they doing it? And how we can ensure them 100% success if they trust us and follow the program. Then as the weeks go on, there's a DVD series and a journal for the kids. And as I was saying, it's interactive. How do we learn? We learn by seeing, hearing, and doing. So the DVD series is once a week, no longer than 13 minutes, and it's for the kids, teaching them how to set goals, teaching them how to make mindful decisions, teaching them why it's important to fuel your body and not starve your body. And with the DVD series, it corresponds with our journal that we created for them. So in the journal, each week we'll have bullet points on that DVD, and then there's an interactive game. Maybe it's a word search or a crossword puzzle or a pop quiz. So, like I said, it's completely interactive.
Yeah, which is great. And that's just, you know, it is very well designed, and it's very well designed to captivate and to help kids understand that they can make these changes. Because most kids who are dealing with some kind of weight issue, if you really sit down and ask them if they're happy in their body, they will say no. They want to feel better. They want to be able to look better. They want to be able to make these changes, but they don't necessarily have the tools to know how to do it, and neither do their parents. And that's why it is so incredibly important that this be a whole family-wide issue. And it, like as I said before, it impacts other aspects of health. We know that research suggests that not having breakfast can affect children's intellectual performance. So the percentage of young people who eat breakfast decreases with age. And we know that if you don't eat breakfast, you have more difficulty performing intellectually in school. So these aspects of eating right, balancing your blood sugar, understanding things about different foods, calorie counting, artificial colors, artificial flavors, fat content, sodium content, all of these aspects that come with mindful eating and changing the way that you look at your lifestyle have other positive impacts on all aspects of health. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation again and be discussing some more aspects around the TLS Shape Up program. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's ArniCare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. ArniCare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. ArniCare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find ArniCare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit ArniCare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. Today we've been talking about childhood obesity in an exciting program called the TLS Shape Up Program, which is a 12-week program to help re-educate people, I would say rehabilitate people's eating patterns and lifestyle patterns to get better results to deal with the issues related to childhood obesity, which, as we talked about in the first segment of the show, is becoming an epidemic in our country and massively affecting the health of our children. Something we didn't even talk about at the beginning of the show, and this is something I alluded to in the show that I did 2 weeks ago, was relating to the amount of medications that kids are on and the skyrocketing use of medications in kids. Everything from asthma to statin drugs for cholesterol, antihypertensives. And we discussed a little bit how dosing these medications in children is far different than dosing them in adults. And there are different ramifications and problems that come with using pharmaceutical in kids because of their metabolism, their body weight, their body's ability to deal with toxins. So it is really, really, I think, an important issue to incorporate this whole aspect of healthy eating, healthy living, healthy body images into this epidemic of medications that are onslaught that's going on with kids, even when it comes to antidepressants, even when it comes to ADD and ADHD. These things can be positively affected by making better choices when it comes to food, exercise, movement, lifestyle, and that's exactly what the TLS Shape Up program teaches. Lydia Martinez is an expert in fitness, nutrition, and health. She's a life coach, a child nutrition specialist. She has a wonderful history and training and working with all of these issues, and she was one of the main creators of the TLS Shape Up program. Lydia, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks.
So did I do a good job with your intro?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So let's talk about, you know, we've alluded a little bit in the last segment to some of the concepts and some of the things that TLS introduces. Let's talk about some of the results. You've had some pilot programs. I know you've had almost, I think, somewhere between 5 and 10,000 families go through TLS Shape Up program. So how have the results been? How are families doing? How are kids doing? You know, what's the feedback that you've been getting?
Well, the results, and as you said, it's been over 10,000 families right now in 1 year that we've been able to reach. And average results across the board, because the age group that we're looking at is 10 to 17, and really what I like to say, the program is for 10 and up, because a lot of adults need to know this information, whether they have kids or not. But on average, our kids are losing, you know, 13 pounds of actual fat. They're losing 3.3% body fat, 3.5% inches around the waist, which is really important, because what happens around the waist is a determining factor on their health and their longevity. So those are some of the average results, I guess you could say, that we're getting. And when you talk to the kids, one of the things that, for me, the experience, and you mentioned it, of kids want to feel better about who they are. They want to have self-esteem, and I don't think we realize how important it is to our kids, but when we talk about them losing weight and changing their lifestyle, every one of them, it was, I feel better about who I am. You know, they like to look in the mirror. They like to go and do things socially now because they feel good about who they are after going through the program. And with parents, I mean, parents make statements of, you know what, it has revolutionized our family. You know, we are a family unit now because of this program. It's totally changed who we are. We are better people because of the program. So there were some really strong statements, and we're pretty proud of that.
Absolutely, and those numbers are definitely impressive. And I think what's important to remember and understand is that going through a program like this, it may not result in every last bit of weight loss that somebody wants to have, but the idea is that these changes are sustainable. This is the basic foundation. This is the basic framework in which anybody needs to exist if they're going ever to achieve and sustain the body type that they want. So even if not every single last pound that somebody desired had come off at the end of the 6 to 12 weeks, at least they now have a framework in which to continue to work to lose that weight through increased activity or other modifications to the diet. But without these basic sustainable concepts that you're incorporating into your everyday life, you're never, ever going to reach that goal. And that's the other wonderful thing about the program is that this is not a diet.
Right.
These results, these are habits. These are different ways of changing your relationship with food, understanding that the things that you put in your mouth affect all aspects of your health and affect them to a huge degree. And understanding how to change that relationship with food, understanding how to change your habits so that eating healthy isn't a chore, so that eating healthy becomes a norm for you and your family, that's what this program helps people to achieve. And that is a context and a framework in which somebody can allow their health and their body to thrive. Because without it, you're not going anywhere. You can do all the fad diets that you want, all the calorie restriction that you want, but you're never going to maintain the weight loss. It is not sustainable in the future. So, Lydia, let's talk about how do we get some of these great results. I mean, I've alluded a little bit to some of the concepts that the TLS Shape Up program uses, but what are some of the main concepts related to sort of healthy eating or these healthy habits? What kind of things are we really trying to teach families and kids about food?
Well, part of the nutritional education that we provide is teaching them about low glycemic impact eating. One of the things you just said, you know, that healthy eating doesn't have to be a chore, and shifting that mindset, because honestly, when you start feeding your body the nutrients that it needs and wants, you start to crave the right types of foods, you know, because your body says, that's what I want. Instead of these fat-laden or you know, voided of nutrient types of foods, you're getting what you need with low glycemic impact eating. And the reason that we chose to go in that direction was simply because of science. You know, the Transitions Lifestyle System program is based off of low glycemic impact eating because the science shows that it's superior not only for weight loss and weight management, but for healthy cardiovascular system, healthy triglycerides and cholesterol, for healthy blood sugar levels, which you mentioned. And I don't think people always realize that that's the key to your day, because your blood sugar levels are the key of how much energy you have, how mentally clear you feel, and how full you feel throughout the day. So that's one of the big nutritional educational components that we teach with the program.
So can you just briefly explain to people who don't know what the glycemic index or low glycemic eating means? Can you just explain that just briefly?
Yeah, to make it simple, you know, understanding that not all carbohydrates are created equal, and there's foods that are going to give you bursts of energy, there's going to be foods that give you steady energy, and there's foods that are not. You know, low glycemic foods are basically foods that are full of nutrients and fiber. High glycemic foods are foods that are low or void of fiber or low or void of nutrients, like a lot of our refined products that are out there, whether it be baked goods or white rice or, you know, anything. A lot of foods that come out of a manufacturer and a box are really void of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. The glycemic index is a term that's used a lot, and it's a measure of how quickly a food breaks down into sugar once you consume it. Mm-hmm. The higher the glycemic index, the quicker you're going to get a rapid spike in your blood sugar levels. And of course, when that happens, we get a massive flood or an increased release of insulin into our bloodstream, because insulin's job is to help get sugar out of the blood and into the cells. The problem with insulin is that insulin is our body's most powerful hormone for triggering excess energy to be stored as fat. So if you have a food that has a high glycemic index, let's say a donut or a nice, you know, banana nut muffin from a coffee shop somewhere, it's going to turn into sugar very quickly. Your body's then going to release a large bolus of insulin, and all of that insulin hormone triggers all of the energy from that food you just ate to be stored as fat. Versus if you eat something that's low glycemic index, let's say something that has high and good complex fibers, that maybe has good quality fats or proteins, maybe some nuts, or maybe a good vegetable source of fat and protein like an avocado, you get a very low and a very slow rise in blood sugar, a very minimal release of insulin, so there's no signal to your body to store energy as fat. The energy gets burned. It doesn't get stored. It's a huge misconception, and Lydia, I'm sure you see this all the time. Fat, for most people, doesn't cause you to get fat. It's the carbohydrates and the sugar that are more likely to contribute to weight gain than the healthy fats. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Go ahead.
And people are just so worried about that. Well, how much fat does it contain? It has too much fat in it. And yes, you do need to worry about certain fats for certain reasons. And of course, the TLS Shape Up program encourages good quality, healthy fats, not fried foods and other kinds of bad fats. But it's not those fats that contribute you to gaining weight. It's most often the carbs and the sugars. So it's really important to understand that concept of eating a low glycemic, low diet, and understanding what foods are going to do that, and understanding how to construct and design your diet so that you're maintaining and stabilizing your blood sugar levels throughout the day. Because as you alluded to, Lydia, that means you're going to have more energy. It means you're going to think clearer. People are going to have better moods. Kids are going to be able to focus better and listen. But I had one child come to me. Parents brought him to me for ADD, ADHD issues. And one of the first things that we did before anything else is I talked to the parents about eating in a way that stabilizes blood sugar. And one of the most important things that we have to do is make sure that the child is eating a good breakfast. And that is one thing that most kids don't do. So I instructed the parents and the kid. We had a nice long conversation about different breakfast foods, what the kids' likes are, dislikes, and we came to an agreement about some different foods that would work to help stabilize their blood sugar in the morning, something they could have for breakfast every day versus before they weren't doing anything or having a typical kid high sugar cereal. The child explained to me that the hardest point of their day, the hardest subject they struggled with the most was math. And math was their first subject of the day. And when they came back from their follow-up with me and we talked about the healthier foods that they were eating, the child said to me, "Thanks so much. Math is so much easier now." Now, we hadn't done anything else. They didn't start any new medications, any new supplements, nothing else but stabilizing the blood sugar in the morning. And that alone helped the child to focus, and math was now not a chore, because the child was able to sit there, pay attention, and clearly have the kinds of power that their brain needs to be able to think, process, and learn. And that alone makes such a huge impact on your health throughout the day.
Oh, a big impact. You know, I was currently, or last year, I was working with a school in Baltimore, and with these kids, and it was the same thing, actually. We interviewed the teachers, and we picked six of the kids that maybe had the hardest time focusing, paying attention in class, even staying awake during class, and maybe some behavioral issues. And not all, just 4 weeks into the program of changing those habits, of making sure that they're getting quality proteins and their fruit and their veggies and their quality grains and eating their breakfast, well, the teachers were saying he's not falling asleep during class anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually finishing his homework. He's actually paying attention. So there you go.
Yep, it absolutely. You see it over and over again. And these things are simple. They're easy. It just takes some learning. It doesn't require spending any more money. It doesn't require anything that any family couldn't do. Every family can do this. Every child can do this. And everybody can benefit from eating and living their life in this way. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be finishing up our conversation about TLS Shape Up program, some other concepts, some other ideas. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with another great show lined up for you. Don't forget, you can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com, and click on the archive show section. Also, very conveniently, you can go to iTunes if you have an iPod, an MP3 player, an Apple computer. You just go to the iTunes store and in the search bar type in Essentials of Healthy Living, and all of our previously recorded shows will come up for you, and they are able to be downloaded as podcasts for absolutely free, no charge. It's a great way to catch up and learn about different aspects of health and wellness. Today, I've been talking with Lydia Martinez, an expert coach in health and nutrition and exercise who's been working in the field for over 15 years. She helped to develop a program called TLS Shape Up, which is a weight loss or healthy lifestyle program specifically designed for kids. So I wanted to have her on today because this is something that I'm offering in my office, and I've had a huge overwhelm of reception from people in the community about this program, local pediatricians. We just spoke with the county in our area, and they want to partner with us for the Department of Parks and Recreation because basically everybody sees the need for kids to have a healthier lifestyle. We know adults are always trying to lose weight or always trying to be healthier, but it is just so sad when we see our children stuck in these same predicaments, because kids are supposed to be active, they're supposed to be healthy, they're supposed to be vibrant, and our kids these days are not that. So this program I got really interested in. There are 1,001 programs out there designed to help adults lose weight, but there are no well-designed that I have ever seen programs out there designed to help kids improve and create a healthy lifestyle and create a healthier body mass index. And I don't like to say necessarily weight loss, although that is a goal of the program. As Lydia and I have been discussing, the ultimate goal of the program is to change the lifestyle habits that contribute to kids being overweight. So as you change those habits and change those lifestyles, the weight automatically comes off. This is not a diet. This is not about calorie restriction. This is not about food restriction and meal replacement shakes. This is about learning a way of life that is conducive and congruent with good health. And that is what I love about it so much. So Lydia, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. This is our last segment. We got about 10 minutes. So thanks again for being here.
My pleasure.
So, you know, in our pre-interview, you sent me some questions that we could maybe talk about in the show. And this is a great one that we haven't addressed yet. And I'd love to get your feedback on it. What would you advise? What would your advice be to parents who feel that they do not have any control over what their children are eating outside of their home, especially at school, which is a great question. We know school lunches are terrible. We know that when kids go over to friends' house, even if you create a super healthy environment at your own home, you know there's going to be candy and junk food and chips and ice cream and all of the stuff that you want them to be getting away from. What do you tell parents in this situation?
Yeah, you know, that is a tough one for people, but just to understand, you know, that's the power of free will. It's going to happen. When they're going to be in places that are going to challenge them. And it's really your responsibility is to make sure that they have the right foundation at home. Because the right foundation, you know, yeah, are they going to go out and are they going to be tempted to make the wrong decision? Yeah. And will they make the wrong decision? More than likely. I mean, it's just that's what kids do. But at the same time, they will go back to their foundation. It's been proven over and over. And one of the best quotes that I really like, it says, you know, kids will go where the excitement is, but they'll stay where they're loved. And making sure that you have the right foundation and using the TLS Shape Up program of, you know what, you're not a bad person if you had a cookie, but let's think about that first. If you have that cookie, what are the consequences? Because what's your goal? Every decision that you make, is it going to get you closer or further away from your goal? So using those type of things of talking to your kids, so when they're out at school and have to make a decision, or if they're at a friend's house or at a party, you know, let's make some mindful decisions. They might still have the cookie, but did they have their protein? Did they have their veggies? Did they have their fruit and their grains? Then, okay, one cookie ain't going to kill them.
Right, absolutely. And I think something that we talked about earlier in the show, kids that are dealing with health issues or that are dealing with body image issues, if you can help them understand that by making some simple changes, they can change that. Most kids want that. They want to feel better. They want to look better. They need the framework and the structure around them to make it happen, which is what the program provides. So I think you'll find, and I mean, this is a great time to talk about some of the YouTube clips that are up and the YouTube story that's up, because if you watch those stories, you watch these kids going through the program and you watch them making the right decisions and you watch them start to lose weight and you watch them start to be so incredibly happy and proud of themselves for achieving these goals. You watch their self-esteem, you watch their self-confidence, all of these things start to improve because this is what these kids want, but they've never been given the tools to do it. And yes, there are times when they slip and slide, and yes, there are times when they fail, but overall, they see the end goal and they have a program that's going to help them get it. And working with kids is so incredibly exciting because when you impact a child, you know you're impacting them for positive possibly the rest of their life. So, Lydia, I mean, the YouTube webisodes are phenomenal. I love watching them. They are so incredibly inspiring. Tell people where they can go to see and watch some of these. And this was the pilot program that you did, right? Following these kids through the pilot program, going through the program.
Right. We did over 90 hours worth of footage of, we started out with 18 kids to make sure that we were making the right steps and decisions and what we were putting together. And we created the webisodes, and I believe it's the 7 or 8 webisodes, and you can go directly to YouTube, and if you type in TLS Shape Up, all the webisodes will come up, and from the beginning to the end, like you said, you can see the differences in the kids. And I, you know, for me, because it's like a lot of times, oh, they're a different person. I'm like, no, they're the person that they could always be. It just starts to shine through because they're not bogged down by this weight and this insecurity. And, you know, I was part of the whole thing, and even now you just talking about it, and then when I watch it, I get goosebumps to see how these kids just light up, the million-dollar smiles that come over them.
Yeah, they really are inspiring stories to watch, and it is just so exciting to watch the enthusiasm that comes through with children when they are achieving goals and learning that they can make these choices. I mean, these are the kinds of achievements that help set them up for achievements later on down the road. So I definitely encourage anybody to go watch those. Again, you can just go to YouTube and you type in TLS, that's T as in Tom, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, TLS Shape Up, and you can watch the webisodes. They really are inspiring to watch. So, I mean, you know, and it's great if you're a parent and you have a child that's dealing with some weight issues, but your child really isn't yet on board with the idea of making these healthy lifestyle changes. It's a great way to introduce them to the possibility of making positive changes and how it's going to impact their health by having them watch some of these webisodes. Other kids are maybe more ready to make changes. They're looking for a way to make positive changes in their health and in their body, so they're going to be a little bit more engaged. Not all kids are necessarily to make that step. You as a parent may be looking at your child knowing that they're having a predisposition to some weight issues, wanting to make some changes and wanting to get them on board, and having them watch these videos is a great, great way to get them started.
Right.
So, Lydia, tell us about your upcoming book.
Oh, well, I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be released in August, and it's called Shut Up and Listen, Coach Lydia's Guide to Getting Off Your Butt, Out of Your Rut, and On With Your Life. And it's a book about change, and the reason some people are like, oh, shut up and listen, and for those that know me, that's kind of my personality, but it's one of the things that I had to learn. And I'm going to basically, the essence of my journey over the past decade of things that have absolutely changed my life in such a positive direction. So I'm sharing that with everyone else.
Great. That sounds really exciting. So where can people find the book?
Well, it will be released, like I said, in August, and we'll have it online. It'll be at lydiamartinez.com. We're looking at Barnes & Noble. We're looking on all over.
That's great. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today with us. Any other last words or statements about the TLS Shape Up program?
You know, I think just for people to understand that this was really a labor of love for our whole company, our main company, Market America, and we stand behind this program 100%, and we know that it can impact your kids and your family and just make that decision. You know what needs to be done for your family, and I think we need to start really looking at the family components again and bring them back together, and that's our goal. And if it's not for your family, you know it will be for some other family, so just pass it along.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely want to thank you and Market America for taking the time to develop a program like this, because, as I said earlier, I have, you know, never seen a program specifically designed for kids to achieve these goals. So I think it is such a necessary thing that needed to be developed. And it is a labor of love, you know, to get families to commit to this and to get kids to be on board with it. But, you know, as you see when you watch those videos, or any time for anybody out there who's a teacher, who's worked with kids, when you impact a child and you can help a child improve their life or make a better decision, for some reason, it's so much more gratifying than helping adults. And I think everybody will agree with that. There's just something so magical about working with kids and about inspiring children and about the energy and the love and the light that they bring to the world. And it really is a wonderful thing. So, Lydia, thank you for being on the show today. And thank you for spearheading this program and for helping to develop this great program for kids.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that about wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me and for listening in. Hopefully you learned something good. If you want to learn more about the TLS Shape Up program that I'm going to be offering through my office, you can feel free to give me a call at 443-433-5540. Our next class starts February 17th, so please just give a call and we can get you signed up. Don't forget to tune in next week when Dana Lake will be here next Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. as usual with another great show related to health and wellness. I will speak to you all in a few weeks, so until then, stay warm and stay well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
I'm not just some tall drink of water, you know. I mean, I wash your dishes, I do the laundry, I help put out fires. I'm always there when you need me, 24/7, at home, at work, just about anywhere. And I'm not expensive, but I have great taste. Well, I guess I am a tall drink of water, but I'm tap water, and that makes me special. For more information about what only tap water delivers, visit drinktap.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Fighter jets fly low over a crowd of tens of thousands of demonstrators in Cairo today. Protesters once again defied a state-imposed curfew as they call for the resignation of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei echoed that call and downplayed yesterday's appointment of a vice president.
I think this is a hopeless, desperate attempt by Mubarak to stay in power.
El-Baradei appeared on CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS. On CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would not say if the U.S. was distancing itself from Mubarak. We want